Hawaii's school superintendent is stepping down this summer. You probably heard. That is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat Education reporter Sue Von Lee is on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this announcement came down yesterday. Were you surprised?
I certainly was surprised, and I think everybody else was as well. The Department of Education emailed a statement out to the media shortly after 2 p.m. and said that the superintendent herself would be available for a press call, you know, no more than 40 minutes later. So this all kind of came down very quickly, and of course we know that the surrounding context of this was that her contract renewal was up for discussion, was going to be up for discussion before the Board of Education next week. So she kind of got ahead of that discussion and preemptively announced her decision to step down in July.
And she's been under fire by the Hawaii State Teachers Association, the teachers union.
Right. And I think it's important to point out that it's really in the last year, right, during the pandemic, that sort of these forces kind of all collided, that the tensions between her and the teachers union, and as we saw in recent weeks with even some principals, have really started coming to the surface because of frustrations over what some people have criticized as a lack of a proper communication or leadership or clarity when it comes to reopening schools. I think there's been a lot of frustration just felt by teachers and school administrators about what the state's overall plan is when it comes to bringing kids back and staff back in a safe way during the pandemic.
And, you know, we've been doing lots of stories here on HPR about, you know, the private schools, and they've had students back, I think, many or some of them since September. And, you know, they're managing it. But the DOE, you know, it's a statewide system. It's way bigger. And things are a little more complicated.
Absolutely. And I think it's hard to really compare the public school system with the private schools here. Each private school is sort of doing its own operation and bringing kids back in a protocol in which they feel is safe and that works. And while some have bigger budgets than others, these private schools, many, or if not most, have brought kids back for in-person instruction and done it successfully, as we have seen, due to lack of known outbreaks on school campuses. So the Hawaii Department of Education, on the other hand, is a massive bureaucratic system, and we're talking 257 schools serving 160,000 kids. So each campus really is kind of left to do its own plan, and many people have felt there's been a lack of guidance or direction from the overarching DOE central administration.
Yeah, and we have talked to some principals over on Windward Oahu who have had the younger kids back in person. So there are some complexes and districts that have managed to work it in. But I guess what surprised me, too, was that the union that represents the principals also was critical of Superintendent Kishimoto.
That's right. We've seen some principal pushback come out in recent days. The Hawaii Government Employees Association union section that represents principals had come out in written testimony and testified verbally last week at the last Board of Ed meeting when public testimony was on the agenda before the board actually discussed this issue, which they deferred. But anyhow, they came out and talked about their opposition to her reappointment, and they submitted a letter, and a principal survey was done by this outside firm called Ward Research a couple weeks ago, in which about 60% of about 160 principals surveyed expressed their disgruntlement or displeasure with the way things were handled by the superintendent and DOE leadership during this time of the pandemic. So we had seen signs that they were dissatisfied.
And I know that now they've got to do a search, and hopefully as we have a few more months before she steps down, that they can get that going and we can have a new superintendent in place.
That's correct. Kishimoto said that her focus right now remains on the fourth quarter, reopening schools, on what summer will look like, and sort of setting the groundwork for next school year. So she said she remains focused on finishing out the job.
Okay. And then I know you've been busy. You also have another story online about the teachers that DOE has hired from the Philippines to help with the shortage. And some of those teachers are on lanai.
That's correct. That story is out today, and it's sort of an exploration of what the current school year looks like for three teachers hired from the Philippines who are at Lanai Elementary this year. I went over there and spoke with them and interviewed them and observed their classes and walked around the campus. So it's a really interesting kind of glimpse into what that's like for them as the DOE struggles or tries to fill these teacher shortages in the state.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Suvan.
Thanks for having me on.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. Head to civilbeat.org to read her stories.